The 41,000 students at UW-Madison and the 28,000 students at UW-Milwaukee may argue over things like men's basketball, but at a Milwaukee forum, the press offices of the two universities listed more than a half dozen programs in which the two schools cooperate. The topics include small engines, nanotechnology, and Latin American studies. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Carlos Santiago says the partnerships don't start at the top.
The collaborations, for them to be meaningful, really occur at the faculty level. We can push collaboration as much as we like, but it's not going to happen unless the faculty are really speaking with each other.
Santiago and UW-Madison Chancellor John Wiley admit faculty from the two schools compete for research dollars, but they say competition also occurs within each school and with other universities around the nation. Wiley says he'd like the legislature and Board of Regents to help UW-Milwaukee recruit stronger faculty. Wiley says one cost-free way is to let all departments within the UW-Milwaukee School of Engineering offer their own PhDs instead of a more generic engineering PhD.
Doesn't cost a penny, but successive legislatures, successive generations of boards of regents, successive generations of system administrators have been terrified that someone, a newspaper or a legislator, would accuse the system of being wastefully duplicative by having too many PhD programs proliferating. It's just nonsense.
UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee are also united in another way. Both would like more dollars from Governor Doyle and state lawmakers in the upcoming state budget. But the UW system's 24 other campuses would like more financial help, too. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.